The fire may not open, but the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something when the dark can
welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the fundage. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3, and please donate to keep free speech alive. Also, we've got an important message from the board, from Mike. All RBN hosts, this is an announcement. RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive starting on November 7th through January 8th. A donation of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadtmiller. More information is on our website in scrolling banners. So a donation of $100 or more gets you a book previously owned by John. Check out the scrolling banners on the website. Also, do your shopping on the RBN store. Start now. Don't go to that neoliberal capitalist Black Friday crap and stand in line with a bunch of maniacs fighting each other for a $200 flat screen. Instead, go to the RBN store and order your Christmas presents. Do it now so that you can get gifts for your loved ones and support RBN. There's a Prone water filter sale also. A Pro One water filter sale also. So there's your advertisements. I think I'm going to do all my shopping on the RBN store this year because I absolutely detest shopping. I would rather take a beating by a pack of feral Haitians than to have to go out and actually do Christmas shopping. I'll probably go out and have a beer and some crab legs like downtown Martin, Tennessee, but I'm not gonna go shopping. Anyway, let's get on with the news. This is your Monday night broadcast. What is it? The 7th or something? November 7th. There's something going on tomorrow. Something that everybody says is really important. I can't remember what it is. If you remember what it is, you can call in 512-248-8252. But what we got going on right now, I'll just flash the headlines. So we have fighter jets from the U.S. to the Persian Gulf in a show of force against Iran. Also, we have an 18-year-old cheerleader suddenly dies of pulmonary embolism. Massive opioid payouts from recovering drug addicts in Alabama from Big Pharma. Then we have the CWD hoax. With the deer in Tennessee and Kentucky, should be able to cover all of that. And if we do get through all of that, and a lot of this is bottom of the stack health and wellness because I didn't do the show Friday. I played or had Mike play a rebroadcast of a tribute we did to John. I thought it was a great tribute, and I couldn't reproduce it. I couldn't top it. So we just played that from last year. So some of this is bottom of the stack health and wellness, but a cannabis industry worker gets sick or something like that, and it goes into the health risks of the cannabis industry, which I think are pretty much nil. Anyway, let's start with the Persian Gulf thing because that looks really important. So apparently this thing is kicking up with Iran now. We're looking to start a war with Iran in the worst way because of my greatest ally in the Middle East and my only democracy in the Middle East, Israel, has always wanted us to go to war against Iran, but we've never quite, you know, gotten the opportunity. RT, the U.S. has sent Persian Gulf-based warplanes towards Iran in response to intelligence reports alleging that Tehran was planning an attack on Saudi Arabia, according to the Washington Post. Let's stop right there. Why would Tehran be planning an attack on Saudi Arabia? Because Saudi Arabia is sort of realigned now, aren't they? Since the whole Russia-Ukrainian thing, the Saudis have agreed to take the ruble in exchange for oil payments. So Russia, Iran, China, India, Saudis, all of these alliances are starting to form. This doesn't really make sense to me. Let's read on. On Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported that Riyadh had told Washington that Iranian missile and drone strikes on targets within the Saudi territory were imminent. Upon receiving, so Saudi, but let me just recap that. Saudi, Riyadh, has told Washington that Iran's going to attack them for whatever reason. Upon receiving the information, the U.S. scrambled its jets in the region and sent them towards Iranian airspace as an armed show of force. Don't you like the armed show of force thing? China does that too. After Pelosi visited Taiwan, you know, China did a bunch of exercises as a show of force. Shows of force are a thing. It's great saber rattling in this age of nuclear world powers, where you can sort of just say, "Hey, look what we're doing. You don't really want to go to war with this." So yeah, sent our aircraft there in a show of power. The previously unreported move by Washington was the latest illustration of the strength and importance of a partnership, according to the Biden administration, that they've had with Saudi Arabia. I would say citation needed on that. This is an illustration of the strength and importance of a partnership that Biden has had with Saudi Arabia. Yeah, citation needed. The Saudis pretty much told him to get bent over this Russia-Ukraine thing and getting them to upscale their oil production. So I don't think that's a thing. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has rejected the claims that it's planning to attack Saudi Arabia. They rejected it as baseless accusations devised to create a negative atmosphere against Iran and destroy the current positive trends with the countries of the region. Again, Iran is saying that they have positive trends with Saudi Arabia. So I don't know what all of this is. It's very, very hokey. But some subversive power within Saudi Arabia is trying to pick a war with Iran and get the U.S. To get involved. So people just generally want to harass Iran? I don't know. Also, this is probably some sort of a ploy to get Saudi Arabia and Iran to drive a wedge between them, because the West certainly does not like this alliance that's taken place. I guess people would call it the Eurasian shift. I don't even think it's a bad thing. If it's going to shift, let it shift. They want to stop this. So probably something hokey is going on to try to get a little enmity going on again between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And I could care less about Saudi Arabia, honestly. You know, they were a bunch of camel jockeys. And then in the 70s, we decided to make the dollar, you know, base the dollar on oil, the petrodollar. And Saudi Arabia became, you know, million and billionaires overnight. These primitive, probably 90 IQ camel jockeys. So that's not a good thing to give money. Like, think about going to Chicago and giving billions of dollars to, like, the Crips and the Bloods. You know, that's pretty much tantamount to what it was like, giving these people money. But it happened, and Saudi Arabia is powerful now, and supposedly they financed 9/11, the majority of the attackers. of the you know, terrorists on the plane were Saudis. And of course, the Israeli Mossad has its fingerprints all over that. 9/11 Missing Links is a very good documentary to watch. It's very long, but if you punch that into BitChute, you'll find it, 9/11 Missing Links. And it goes through all the connections between the CIA, Mossad, Saudis, and 9/11. So yeah, again, not a big fan of the Saudis, but I'm also not a big fan of war in the Middle East, or definitely not a fan of war with Iran. Iran should be our greatest ally in the Middle East, instead of you-know-who. Anyway, let's go on to health and wellness stuff that we didn't cover Friday. So an 18-year-old cheerleader dies suddenly of pulmonary embolism, and she wasn't fat. Not fat. Western Journal. An 18-year-old North Little Rock High School senior, who a family member said was in perfect health, died suddenly Sunday evening. She apparently had pulmonary embolism that was just too far advanced to stop. This according to Victoria Moody's older sister, Brooke McCarty, as she told KRK-TV. McCarty said her father, Brian Moody, took daughter Victoria to the hospital after the high school cheerleader complained of not feeling well. I just wish more than anything that she could still be here, and I just don't really understand how it happened or why, according to the father, McCarty. Pulmonary embolism occurs when a blood clot or multiple clots get stuck in an artery in the lungs and cut off oxygen flow to the body. This is according to the Mayo Clinic. Anyone can suffer unexpectedly from pulmonary embolism, according to the Mayo Clinic. Although there are certain risk factors that make them more likely, those factors include heart disease, some cancers, and particularly bad bouts of coronavirus. Again, particularly bad bouts of coronavirus. People who have severe symptoms of COVID-19 have an increased risk of pulmonary embolism, according to the Mayo Clinic. The news agency KRK did not report on whether Moody had previously contracted COVID-19 or had been vaccinated against it. Of course, they didn't report on it. She was going to the University of Arkansas or Mississippi State. She had gotten scholarships and she had gotten invited to the honors program. This all according to her father. She was absolutely the best human being I knew, and I'm forever grateful for the 18 years that I got to be with her. Maybe don't jab your child next time with a deadly experimental mRNA vax, okay? McCarty went on to say she always makes you want to be a better person. Okay, this is the sister talking. Because she's perfect in every way. Family members and friends held a candlelight vigil for Moody on Monday night and a balloon release in the following day. Brian Moody, I guess that's the dad, expressed gratitude for the support he'd gotten from the community and said that he hoped local businesses selling merchandise memorializing his daughter would donate their profits to developing more research toward pulmonary embolisms. According to the outlet, maybe you ought to donate more research towards warning people about the deadly vax. That's what you really should be saying. Moody's obituary said that she had been lovingly welcomed to the arms of our Savior Sunday, October 23rd. Though our hearts were broken, we rejoiced to take comfort knowing that Victoria is now in her heavenly home and we will see her again someday. Anyway, this is going on and on. This is just, I've reported multiple stories on this. Young teenage boys, teenage girls, young people, healthy people in their 30s, 40s, just dropping dead. And it always has to do with this heart issue. This is a result of the vax. They can't hide it anymore. And it's to the point where even, you know, they're coming out and saying, hey, let's just all let bygones be bygones. Maybe we were wrong about the pandemic type thing. And so therefore, let's just forgive all of this. That's sort of where they're, you know, they're coming out with that in light of all of these deaths and sicknesses from the vax. So it's going to be something very hard to hide, very difficult. So going on, more health and wellness stuff that we didn't get to Friday. Massive opioid payout. Now, this is interesting. I just ran across this. So apparently, people from Alabama have tried to sue Purdue Pharma. This is from the AL, okay, ALnews.com. When she was 19 years old, Stacey Bridges had some nagging back pain after a pregnancy. She told her doctor, who recommended a new pain medicine, Oxycontin. She said that she didn't think she needed a pain medicine and thought maybe that a muscle relaxer or something would work. The doctor was like, oh, this is supposed to be really good, non-addictive. That's where it started. The trajectory of my life completely changed after that, according to Stacey. Now, Stacey Bridges is named in a court filing objecting to the terms of the massive $6 billion Purdue Pharma bankruptcy. Many individuals in Alabama filed claims against the company for injuries that range from opioid addiction to loss of a loved one. Those will be wrote up into the bankruptcy and paid out according to a formula that can give people affected by opioids an average of $5,000. Again, an average of $5,000. Well, there's 1 month of living. There you go. Bridges became addicted to opioid painkillers, and her life spiraled for the next two decades. 3 years ago, she got sober with the help from medication and therapy. Now she and her attorney are pushing Purdue Pharma to pay for treatment, which can include expensive medication and regular sessions with addiction specialists. Stacey Bridges takes methadone daily and attends counseling, which helped her rebuild her life in the last 3 years. I think methadone is that thing that helps you come down off of the Oxycontin, and it's dangerous in and of itself too. It hasn't been easy, and her medical costs add up to hundreds of dollars every month. This was my entire adult life, according to Bridges, so now that I'm to this point, when they so carelessly pushed this and knew exactly what they were doing, there were people like me who suffered and lost everything and who are now in the process of rebuilding our lives. For them to be able to pay for my medical care, for my maintenance therapy, and for my counseling would be tremendous. The Purdue Pharma bankruptcy began in 2019 and had been hotly contested. The Sackler family, who owned the drug company, agreed to another $1 billion to the fund that would be divided among the states, cities, hospitals, and tribal nations. About $750 million of the $6 billion settlement has been set aside for personal injury victims, individuals who were prescribed Oxycontin and later became addicted. Purdue's bankruptcy case is intertwined with a criminal case against Purdue in 2020. The company pleaded guilty to fraud and violating the anti-kickback statute. Authorities said company leaders offered incentives to doctors with the highest number of painkiller prescriptions and ignored signs that some clinics sold pills to users and dealers. Again, ignored signs that some clinics were selling pills to users and dealers. Wasn't that the thing that we've been saying for 20 years, those of us that have always questioned the system, that, you know, doctors are getting kickbacks from Big Pharma? I mean, hell, if you remember the remake of the movie The Fugitive, right, with Harrison Ford, that was the whole thing. That was the whole plot of the movie. The doctor that had Richard Kimball's wife killed, you know, was getting all these kickbacks from Big Pharma. And the wife was onto it, and so he had her killed. He had the one-armed man, like, break in and kill her and all of that, if you remember that movie. But, yeah, this has been a thing, and now it's pretty much openly stated. And it's pretty much a fact. 20 years ago, two decades ago, conspiracy theory. Reality facts. Hey, we're up on the break. We're past the break. Back on the other side.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We're back to your Monday night broadcast of In Plain Sight. We're covering this settlement that the Sacklers did with the opioid crisis and how it highly affects the Appalachian area. According to CumberlandHeights.org, from January of 2020, overdose mortality rates for people aged 25 to 44 in the Appalachian area are 70% higher. HHS.gov concerns about opioid use among beneficiaries in 6 Appalachian areas here. Opioid abuse and overdose deaths remain at crisis levels in the United States, generally in the Appalachian region. So as a 100% pure Irishman myself, I'm an opioid survivor. I'm also a potato famine survivor, and I demand my reparations. Okay. Also, you shouldn't be able to question any Irish gangsters in the early 20th century New York, because they were just acting in compensation to the potato famine, and they were acting retrospectively to the upcoming opioid pandemic that was going to hit about 100 years later. So there, how about that? Okay, let's cover some other news now. And if you want to weigh in, please give me a call, 512-248-8252. Let me know what's on your mind. I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind. Next, I want to cover the CWD hoax, all right? Now, let me pull this up and tell you what this is. It affects our deer. Chronic wasting disease, supposedly. This has been a thing for, I don't know, maybe a decade, maybe a little bit less. Apparently deer can get this disease, and they were testing deer, and they found these deer had these disease. And in Western Kentucky, you have what's called mandatory check stations with CWD, chronic wasting disease, regulations in place. The counties in Western Kentucky that are mandatory check stations are Callaway, Marshall, Graves, Hickman, and Fulton. So just to give you an overview, if you're harvesting deer in these areas, you have to take them to a check station to get them tested. Okay. Government looking out for us, right, would be what any normal good citizen would think. I can see sort of a more nefarious purpose taking shape as we go through food shortages. So I'm going to go ahead and give you this take, and we'll probably have to finish up on the other side of the break. But I'm going to go ahead and give you my little conspiracy take. I foresee this as a way to target counties that deer hunt the most that would try to compensate for the meat shortages that are coming up as a way of saying, whoa, hold on. You shot two deer today or whatever your limit is. Let's give them a test. And maybe they could come up with a bogus test and say that these deer are not consumable and you have to turn these in. You see sort of how that could go. Call me crazy. I mean, maybe I'm being conspiratorial here, but I'm smelling something dirty here. And I've got an article that I want to cover that sort of highlights this. But anyway, let's go over what these CWD surveillance zones are. This is from fw.kentucky.gov/wildlife. All right. Let me scroll down here. Chronic wasting disease. So, what special regulations apply to the 5-county chronic wasting disease surveillance zones? Well, mandatory deer CWD check stations. All deer harvested within the CWD surveillance zone in the counties that I mentioned by any method during the dates listed above must be brought to a CWD check station for sampling. There's no baiting or wildlife feeding. Carcass importation is prohibited. This basically means that you can't hunt in one state and bring it into Kentucky. You can't hunt from any of the states that connect to Kentucky within these zones. So that would be basically Missouri and Tennessee would be the two states that connect to these counties that I just mentioned. You can't hunt deer in Tennessee and then bring them into Kentucky. All right. Carcass transportation restrictions. Carcasses or high-risk parts of deer harvested within the 5-county surveillance zone may not be taken outside of the zone. So I mentioned one of the counties, Graves County was one of them. So you can't take it from Graves County and go into McCracken up into the Paducah area. If you get the deer within the counties in the zone that is hot for CWD, they have to stay within those counties. There is no transversing. So that's under carcass transportation restrictions. And then prohibition of the rehabilitation of curvids. The rehabilitation of deer or any other curvid in the surveillance zone is prohibited. Anything being rehabilitated must be released. Release requirements, county in which rehabilitation took place. So you can't release deer, take them in one county and release them into another. So that's basically it. Then after the break, I'll cover a little bit more on this as to why I think maybe that it could be a hoax. Back on the other side of the break. Since you've been down, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Memory! Your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Okay, we're back to Endpoint Insight, Money Not Broadcast. I was just covering the chronic wasting disease that supposedly is affecting deer in counties in western Kentucky and some in eastern Kentucky. Apparently, this is nationwide. I ran across this in an article in my West Kentucky Star newspaper that I held in my currently nicotine-stained fingers, talking about these restrictions, and it just made me think and want to research this further. So I ran across this interesting article from the Texas Deer Association from 18 October. Fake chronic wasting disease news or scientific misinformation on CWD. posted by the Grayson. Don Davis, as a research scientist with 40 years of experience in the area of wildlife diseases, I've been regularly disappointed, disgusted, alarmed, and amazed at both the amount and frequency of alleged facts reported on chronic wasting disease. These facts, quote unquote, are based entirely on totally unsubstantiated rumor, or even worse, on horribly misquoted science by misguided or misinformed individuals. The most recent example of this type of gross information is an article by Joshua Rouse of the Topeka Journal entitled, "New Study Suggests Humans May Be Susceptible to Chronic Wasting Disease from Deer," from June 24th, 2017. Again, the title by Joshua Rouse in the Topeka Journal is, "New Study Suggests Humans May Be Susceptible to Chronic Wasting Disease from Deer." Perhaps Mr. Rouse can be partially excused because of his obvious and understandable ignorance about disease processes in general, and specifically about CWD. Yet he is guilty of trying to sensationalize the issue by misstating and overstating the results. Let's begin with the title of the article. The operative words are suggests, may, humans, and susceptible. The study in question was not conducted on humans or human susceptibility. A more recent, a more correct and accurate title would have been Matthews infected by consumption of CWD contaminated tissue under experimental condition. Obviously, that would be far less interesting and titillating of a title, but it would have been an entirely factual one with zero speculation. Next, let's address the study that was discussed, not published, at a 2017 conference. A news release from the researchers from the Canadian Food Inspection Agency at the University of Calgary reported that 5 of 18 macaques became infected with CWD. Now, a macaque is a monkey, if you're not familiar. Two of these monkeys were infected by intracranial injection, one by oral exposure to CWD-infected brain tissue, and two by consumption of infected meat. Any number of species from cattle to cats has been experimentally infected with CWD by direct injection into the brain. Yet this is a completely abnormal route of experimental infection, and intracranial transmission does not occur anywhere in nature. In other words, you're not going to put the deer meat inside of your head, all right? Another macaque, or a monkey, was orally infected by exposure to CWD-infected brain tissue. Again, I don't know anybody that eats deer brain, but at any rate, one has to question the relevance of this by asking, how many macaques in nature eat deer brains? Or more importantly, how many humans consume raw deer brains? That's the question I just asked, and that would be zero. I've never heard of it in all of my 40-plus years of being around deer hunting, people that consume deer. The remaining two infected macaques were fed meat, muscle tissue from CWD-infected deer and CWD-infected macaques, as stated in the process report on the same study, reported that the prion at the prion 2017 conference. CWD infected macaque meat was fed to macaques. Again, CWD infected macaque meat was fed to macaques. So they took the monkey meat that was infected and fed it to other monkeys. All right. So then, did the macaques become infected from consuming deer meat or macaque monkey meat? In the same abstract at the prion 2017 conference, it's reported that CWD infected blood transfused into macaques did not reproduce any disease. CWD infected blood transfused into these monkeys did not reproduce the disease. Transmission also did not occur when scarified skin was exposed to CWD prions. In the other portions of the article by Mr. Rouse, he quotes both Daryl Rowledge, director of Alliance for Public Wildlife, and Tim Donges, president of Quality Deer Management Association. So in the report here, he examines each of these and quotes them separately. Again, here, they're trying to say that humans can be affected by deer, but they're basing this on studies they did with monkeys, where they fed deer brains to monkeys. They fed infected monkey meat to monkeys. And then they tried to inject infected blood into them, and that did nothing. So, again, the base of research on CWD is very faulty and very misleading, and that leads me to think that it's a hoax. There's a lot more to this article. I think I will post it tonight in the show description, if you will remind me, Mike. Right now, I'm going to go to a caller before she forgets what she has to say. Kathleen in Texas, you're up next.
Welcome hey, Jeremy. I apologize for coming in late. When I came in, the last phrase I heard you say was the Irish famine, and then you proceeded on what you're talking about now. I completely think whatever suspicion you have is probably 99% accurate, the motivation of not wanting people to survive a famine. But anyway, I spoke to Mike, the producer, just to be sure that what I'm going to say is accurate. But did you know Deanna Spingola?
I didn't know her. I'm familiar with her show. She was one of the...
Okay, that's... Yes.
Yeah, she was talking about Jewish power early on RBN.
She was a fabulous show. Well, because you used the phrase Irish famine, she had a fabulous guest, and I would like to request you try to get him. His name is Billy McGuire, and he wrote the book The Irish Holocaust, and he was saying, you know, to use the word famine is just, it's like what happened, to equate it with the Holodomor, where there was no famine there. The people weren't allowed to eat the food, and that the same thing happened with the Irish. There was no famine. The potatoes didn't come through, but there was plenty of food, and... another lady, I don't want to interrupt your show because I know you're talking about a different topic, but if you could get this man as a guest, I just would have really appreciated it. And the archives, Mike said, the producer said, that are available, and I believe Murr made a chat room for Deanna, and she's probably in touch with her. So, you know, to make your make it easier for you to get in touch with her, but she would have the contact. She had him on many times, Billy McGuire, The Irish Holocaust, and so anyway. But the show you're having tonight is great. I apologize for coming late, but when I heard that. Irish famine, I thought, well, I've got a call on that. So anyway, but my son-in-law makes fabulous venison stew. So anyway, we're here in Texas, though. I don't know if they have nobody listens to that here, I'm sure. But thank you for your very interesting show.
Well, thanks. No, your comments are welcome and very relevant to the show because, you know, I moved on to the CWD supposed CWD disease and how they seem to be targeting counties in West Kentucky that I'm very familiar with, that I've lived in, where deer hunting is like major. It's a major source of people's meat every year. And so, you know, in light of the meat shortages, I think that if they're wanting to starve us out, I mean, it makes sense that they would come up with something like this to, you know, sort of wrangle in the people that would go out and hunt their own food. And so that relates perfectly to the Great Famine in Ireland. You know, they were starved on purpose. As you mentioned, the potato crop didn't come through. But there was plenty of food there, but yet the British kept insisting that they keep exporting food, and they kept taking food. It was a purposeful thing that was done, with over a million, you know, starved out, and maybe a million more, you know, immigrated to America.
Jeremy, there's another book that my mother, we're all Irish, and she made sure that every grandchild, everybody got a copy of this book, and it's called The Great Hunger. And I'm sorry I don't have the author's name in front of me. I can tell you tomorrow. But anyway, so all of us have this book, and it was written by an English lady. And she lists the production of grain and cattle for those years exported from Ireland, and they were more than they had ever had before. So they had bumper crops of grain and bumper crops of lamb and beef. They had plenty of food, but the Irish were not allowed to eat it. So anyway, but that book has been around. I think it was written in the 1940s. So this information has been out there. But Billy McGuire, when you meet him, you're going to just love it. But anyway, I think they need to fire all those people who's going to actually stop somebody from you don't think the hunters would stop hunting the deer because there's some fear put out?
No, what they're doing is they're making them in these counties that I mentioned in West Kentucky. Pretty much if you look at a map of West Kentucky and you look at the Kentucky Lake, pretty much everything west of the Kentucky Lake to the Mississippi, those lower level counties that connect with Tennessee, those are the counties that they're saying those are hot zones for CWD. And they're saying that, well, if you harvest deer during the season, you have to take them to a checkpoint and have the deer tested. Well, how easy would it be to just make up like bogus tests and say, yeah, this, all your deer has CWD, you got to get rid of it.
Well, can't people just ignore that and not obey?
A lot of people will. I mean, but then, you know, as we saw during the COVID so-called pandemic shutdowns, well, our law enforcement didn't really enforce the mask. The sheriffs didn't know. The state troopers did. Now, that's where you're going to run into a problem. State troopers would come in and close restaurants down when the city cops and the sheriffs did not close them, you see. So that's going to be the issue, is the state troopers.
Well, that's true. The whole world was shut down. That was a very, very interesting horror story.
They won't get everybody with these checkpoints. There's going to be a lot of people that could slip through, but they'll get... If they even got half of them, they would probably consider that a success, and probably the state would enforce that. I do not see local sheriffs enforcing any of that.
Good. Dr. Lorraine Day, I know you had her on one time. She has a book out called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World. Who's doing it and why? And this whole thing about creating famines is amazing in there. It's a wonderful book. It'll keep you up all night. But anyway, thank you very much, Jeremy. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I appreciate you forgiving me.
No, it was, you added to the show. You enhanced the show. You didn't interrupt. Thank you, Kathleen. Very good, and these are things that I've really wanted to dive into and cover on the show, the Irish famine, and really get into the guts of it. It's stuff that I've read about, but when I took the show on, and it was right about 2 years ago, it was 2 years ago last week that I got this show, we were right at the, you know, we were right in the middle of the 2020 election, and we were covering that. And then COVID, you know, we were right in the middle of the COVID hoax, and there was this fire hose of information and news that was hitting me. And there were so many things that had to be covered. I haven't had a chance to really delve into this Irish famine thing, but I would really like to do that in the near future. She mentioned Billy McGuire. I'm gonna look up those Spangola archives and listen and try to get a hold of this guy and maybe try to get some more insight into this Irish famine, this purposeful genocide of my people. And even though I've been here, our family has been in America since 1785, they're still my people, and that's my homeland. So back on the other side of the break with the conclusion of In Flames Eye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Stable, you're like an unwinding cable car, listening for voices, but it's the choices that make us who we are. Go your own way.
Welcome back to the last segment of In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast. The Monday night before that one day that everybody says is important. I think we're going to vote or something. Anyway, Patrick and I will be covering that tomorrow night on my show live. And we plan on doing a show, his show on Wednesday. We're going to record Wednesday morning so that we can get the even latest updates on the election, and we'll keep you posted on that. In the last few minutes, I want to cover, you guessed it, tranny news. We can't go through one show without covering trannies, can we? Specifically, the trannification of kids. This in Canada, a school board orders teachers to hide kids' trannification from parents. LifeSite News. Guidelines released this September by the Renfrew County District School Board in Ontario are instructing teachers to conceal each student's gender identity from the pupil's parents unless given permission from the child to do so. Oh, how about that? The child has total autonomy here to not only decide their gender, but to decide whether their parents can know if they've switched genders or not. Quote, regardless of age or grade, staff must keep a student's gender identity and gender expression status confidential unless the student gives explicit consent to inform the parents, guardians, or if there is a specific need to know. This states in a recently released document entitled Gender Identity and Gender Expression Guideline. The new guideline also covers topics called decolonizing gender. Oh, we've got a new acronym here. I've not even heard of this one before. Under decolonizing gender, 2SLGBTQI. What does it mean? And it names pronouns and honorifics, among other things. At one point, the guide tells teachers to use the requested names and pronouns of a student, including invented pronouns, saying that making assumptions about a person's gender identity can often lead to exclusion and harm. Learning to ask for and use pronouns is a small step in treating 2SLGBTQI people with decency and respect. Inclusive pronoun usage is a step towards inclusion and cultivating a safer space for 2SLGBTQI+. There you have it, folks. More and more different regions are just making themselves a big target for nuclear weapons when God judges this continent of North America. And it's coming soon. It shouldn't surprise us, right? This stuff has already come to big cities in America, pretty much Canada, or I'm sorry, Canada. What's happening there is just happening in California, with a female in Dallas who took custody of her sons, took them from their father, and she identified them as female, and she said that she's going to take them to California to get a sex change done against the father's wishes. It's where we're at. Hey, this is the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in, and back tomorrow night with the Dynamic Duo and election coverage on In Plain Sight.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.